The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. Good welcome to America's Web Radio with Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark, coming live from New York. So here's the deal. You know, we're a reality station based in reality. And that's what this country is, based in reality. So what you saw last night, and we're going to talk about it a little bit, well, a lot of it today. We're going to talk about a lot of it. Is what you saw last night is what we've been saying on this show for the last year and a half, 2 years. They're lying to you, folks. And they lied to you last night. And they lied to you before. And they lied to you this morning. And the only thing is last night wasn't a mistake. Last night was planned by the democracy. It was planned by the Democrats. They did this for a purpose. So, without any further ado, welcome to the Bite of Reality show. And we're going to go right into my favorite part of the show. It's rhyme time. In the White House, late after 6 p.m. one night, a big blunder, a shocking sight. President Biden, with eyes so bleary, made a mix-up rather eerie. He glanced at papers on his desk, feeling quite a bit grotesque. Forgetting all his policy notes, he muddled up his mental quotes. Iran's build a bomb, he read with care, but thought it said, build a bear. He chuckled softly, shaking his head. Such playful things, he gently said. With a smile, he made the call to order bears, one and all, sending toys to Tehran's gate, unaware of now the very dire fate. Across the seas in Iran's land, plans progress with deadly bombs at hand. Not for bears with fluffy fuzz, but for bombs that make one's country glow and buzz. They read the message quite confused, their nuclear work speeding up, now bemused. Did they mean send us cheer with teddy bears instead of fear? The error spreading from shore to shore as laughter mixed with something more. Disbelief and deep concern for world peace no more. Under Biden, it took a sudden turn. Nations gasped and leaders sighed as news of Biden's error looked like the world it fried. The airwaves buzzed with frantic cries, while Biden stood blank stare with puzzled eyes. Meanwhile, our factories now in disarray had switched from toys to bombs that very day. Misunderstanding the command, confusing, gripping all and every hand. A sudden chill ran through the air as threats arose from everywhere. For bears of fluff turned bombs of steel, made the world's dark truth a hard reveal. In meetings round the globe they spoke of President Biden's failures, he's an epic world joke. Yet laughter soon gave way to more fear and dread, as fears of war, the reality now began to spread. The pathetic Pentagon was all abuzz, wondering what another crisis was. President Biden said, send teddy bears. Now we're caught in fear, more global stares. Diplomats in every nation struggled to find a quick salvation, trying to explain Biden's awful gaffe, trying hard to make folks look away and laugh. But Iran, with stern intent, claimed the bears as messages sent. We'll take your gift and build our might, for Biden's error fuels our fight. Having an elderly widget in the White House, an idea so keen, except in light of the fact that he is not competent in public to be seen. A wise cracking idiots on lamestream TV. They cannot support the alternate reality that we all now can see. The world was safer under President Trump. It's time for Biden to be thrown out to the dump. The UN called an urgent meeting where delegates' hearts were wildly beating. They talked and sought to soothe the raging fire, hoping peace might possibly yet transpire. They yelled out loud, President Biden, we need a quick fix. Yet another of your gaffes has put us in a mix. A teddy bear, a bomb, now a situation so dire. Now war looms as disaster fills the air. With a somber tone, the leader mumbled while he spoke, realizing the mistake wasn't a massive joke. He vowed to mend the rift he'd torn, to calm the world so deeply worn. Forgive my error, I thought it was so slight. I even mixed up today and mixed up the night. But now I see the path is clear. We must bring back the prior president, or America's end is near. Biden now called for talks for peace anew to stop the chaos from his blunder that did ensue, to turn the bombs to bears again, to mend the hearts, to maybe ease the pain. The world watched close as Biden tried to heal the wounds, to stem the warring tide. With careful words and a steady hand, we need Trump back to calm the troubled land. In Tehran, the leaders saw the pathetic plea and pondered what their next move would be. A chance for peace, a chance for war. The stakes have never been so high. We can't take any more. They chose to express their plans of world fate. A path of peace, never. We just can't wait. For Biden's blunders, they are so grave, became the chance the world could never save. In conference halls around the nations met to draft a pact to get busy with war. The stage was set. A future fee, we all gone. Total regret. Under Biden, a world where peace we can't forget. From teddy bears to bombs and back, they steered right straight into the attack. Now finding common ground, it's all gone. To show they blew it, never another dawn. President Biden, not all very wise, saw the world through his closed eyes. His blunder turned a lesson learned, a chance for peace so clearly burned. With handshakes firmer than promises again made, the world began to feel now with Trump less afraid. For in the era of that Biden night, a new dawn broke for Trump now, a hopeful light. Disasters in the air soon subsided as global trust was realigned, security now provided. The Build-A-Bear and bomb debacle now forgotten became a tale of peace, peace's cycle, a country no longer rotten. So let this story serve us well, a humorous red grave reminder, the weather bell, where Biden's mishaps turn to lessons at night, and when war can rise with a president, senile and just not right. President Biden, known for gaffes, now hail as one who's almost sparked World War III just for laughs. Trump led us to talks and treaties strong, turning wrongs to rights, the world's hopeful song. So, you know, I have another rhyme time for you, because I think it, after last night, I had to just put it together. I really did. I just could not conceive of another deal with not having the great debate. So here we go. In a world full of chatter and the roar of debate, with voices clashed loudly, truths can inflate. There comes a tale of a candidate's fate when he sits at the table, eyes heavy with weight. The stage is set, lights gleam aglow. The people await for the show with questions sharp and thoughts that flow. But our candidate here is Sleepy Joe. He takes his place with a grin so mild, the moderators glance and the crowd goes wild. But whispers abound, some not so mild. Will he stay awake, or is he beguiled? A nation tunes in with anticipation, hoping for answers and some revelation. But doubts arise, a tense speculation. Are the drugs working? Becomes the proclamation. Joe blinks slowly, his eyelids droop. The moderators wait while his thoughts go loop-de-loop. They throw him a question, a gentle inquiry scoop, but Joe's mind wanders in a sleepy troop. He stammers and mutters a hesitant speech, his thoughts far off, his mind's out of reach. The answers are vague like waves on a beach, and the crowd watching wonders, has he overreached? There ain't no debate when the candidates state. He's teetering on dreams as if it's fate. The moderators ponder, they hesitate, for Sleepy Joe's eyes seem to fluctuate. The pundits and critics, they start to snicker. Is this really our leader? Day by day, he grows sicker. They want him to sparkle, to be quicker, but Joe's eyes are glassy, and the thought light doesn't flicker. In a world of politics sharp and bright, where leaders must shine with all their might, Sleepy Joe's struggles is now in plain sight, as he battles the fatigue of the long debate night. The drugs were probably meant to sharpen Biden's mind, to keep him awake, sharp, alert, and kind. But it seems his thoughts have left him far behind. In a realm of slumber, Joe's brain not so refined. The moderators pushed with fervent zeal, hoping for a spark of life from Biden, something perhaps real. But Joe's responses, when not wandering, lack the deal of clarity his thoughts they long to feel. He speaks of failed policies with distant gaze. His mind's in a fog. there was a heavy haze. The Democrats now wonder, is this really our ace? Is he too tired to lead or even be in the race? There ain't no debate when the signs are clear that the candidate's mind is not quite clear here. The drugs didn't work, it's what we fear, for Sleepy Joe's state is quite severe. His words meander without much force. The moderators try to steer Joe back onto the course. But Joe replies, are weak, lost in course, as if his thoughts are lost in Democratic buyer's remorse. The cameras capture every blink and sigh. The nation watches with a wondering eye. They hope for a leader to reach the sky, but Joe's drowsy demeanor just makes spirits die. In this dangerous world of power where strength is key, a leader must shine, be strong for all to see. But Sleepy Joe's state is like a plea for rest and peace, its quiet decree. The moderators end with a gentle tone, thanking Joe for the time he stayed awake and he's shown. But in their hearts, they surely know, have known, that Sleepy Joe's spirit, his chance to be president, are now blown. The crowd disperses with mixed thoughts, some with sympathy, others very distraught. For in this debate, a truth was sought, but Sleepy Joe's performance left them between a rock and a hard place caught. There ain't no debate when fatigue takes hold, and the candidate's tale is clearly seen to be too old. The drugs didn't work, the truth now unfolds. For Sleepy Joe's battle, he's clearly tired and way too old. As the lights dim down, the stage goes dark, the people leave with a lingering mark. For in the debate, there was no Joe's spark, just Sleepy Joe's journey in a weary downward arc. So in the world of politics fierce and grand, where leaders must stand with a strong hand, Sleepy Joe's tale, they lied about him. Now it helps us understand that even the once mightiest can struggle to think and try to withstand. Now there ain't no debate when the evidence is clear that Joe, the candidate's mind, is not all in gear. The drugs didn't work, it's what we fear, for Sleepy Joe's state is what we jeer. In the end, it's a lesson for all to see that leadership requires Trump vitality. For Sleepy Joe's tale is a reality that in the realm of power, there is no immunity. So let us remember in the tales we write that leaders must be those who shine with all their might. From the debate of life, day or night, there ain't no debate when the mind takes flight. Boy, did we see it or what? You know, after the third rhyme time, and oh, this is very unusual. I know you're thinking, oh my God, he's got another one. But yes, I have another one for you. And then we'll jump to the show. So here we go. If a week is needed to prepare for debate, 90 minutes to argue, to master the country's state, imagine the time, the effort, the grind, to lead the whole nation with a sense of duty realigned. Joe Biden, the leader with years in his stride. But let's ponder deeply. Let's try to turn the tide. For 90 short minutes a week to prepare? What's needed for governance? The best beyond compare. The math is astounding, the numbers so staggering high. To think of the prep needed for Joe makes one sigh. For his 4 years in office, a term he was to command, how long should he have prepared for 4 years to truly withstand? 90 minutes debated a week's worth of facts stuffed into his brain? To argue, to reason, it's impossible for him to explain. 1 week for a session of simple debate. He is so unprepared for ruling this vast, complex country in the current state. 4 years of leadership, 48 months, 208 weeks full of trials and hunts. Each day brings a challenge, each moment a test. Preparation for Joe is key to be at his conscious best. Let's break it all down. Let's delve into time. If 90 minutes needs a week, it should be just a crime. Who's running the country while Joe got the implant in his head? He can't listen to his inner voice because most of the times he appears brain dead. To think that for 4 years, much more is required. The prep time is massive, the hours for Joe to be wired. In order for Joe to be prepared based on the time for one debate, he would need 449 years. That explains America's current fate. But America got sold a fake bill of goods. But Biden just forgot about all the promises he made to the hoods. Joe hasn't figured out yet that you need to have a brain and a vision to run this country's top leadership, the command position. They said, Joe, don't talk about your record. There's nothing to say. After 4 years of Joe's bizarre reign, time for him to step aside, get out of the way. 1 week for a debate, a fact to relay, but destroying this country, it's far more mere play. If we take the same ratio, the same preparation, the numbers are massive beyond mortal calculation. A week for 90 minutes, so let's see if we can comprehend. For 4 years of ruling the prep, 449 years, it just doesn't end. 208 weeks, that's the term's length. But each week needs prep for some wisdom and strength. If a week's prep for a debate, then multiply the numbers, it's clear. 208 weeks each week of the year. A prep time for governance, even an idiot could tell you it's truly immense. An astounding measure of brainless president at a staggering expense. Joe Biden's been seasoned, been overcooked, he's done. But did he prepare enough to rule and not spoil the day? Did they say he won? The calculations are bold, the numbers so profound. When we think of the prep time, does it really astound? Preparation for debates, Joe needs to take a week? For ruling a nation, the numbers and the catastrophe, they do speak. Too many years upon years before one should be smart. To lead with conviction, with wisdom, apparently his life did depart. If 90 minutes debated needs even 7 days flat, then 4 years of ruling not prepared at all. Where's Biden at? The time and the effort to destroy America was so immense. It's clear that the task needs more prep time. It's all at our expense. 208 weeks. That's the term spanned. But did Biden prepare? Not at all. It shows he still lacks a coherent plan. The lack of preparation, if we deeply dive, brings questions to mind about how, under Trump, America would thrive. In politics so fierce, where the stakes are so high, preparation is key, a coherent thought. Never ask what's going on and why. If you need 1 week for a debate, then for ruling a country so grand, Joe Biden's prep time was lacking. By now, it's out of hand. The calculations are vast, astounding, and true. For a leader like Joe, prep time led. It did not ensue. So ponder these numbers, let them deeply reside. For leading a nation, preparation's the guide. In Washington's halls, it's circus indeed. A clown show unfolding, where chaos can breed. A disgrace to the nation, a spectacle grand. The leaders we follow, on shaky ground stand. A ringmaster's folly, a jester's parade. Policies flip-flop, and decisions are swayed. Each day brings new antics, absurd and surreal. The Capitol's laughter, it's all too real. America watches with eyes full of doubt, as clowns in high places plant, they prance and flout. The state of our union, a comical race, but think Joey should run this place? Once a land of wisdom, common sense, bright, now a stage for folly, for wrong over right. Joey in office, it's a curious scene. A leader with history, yet lacking the sheen. His speeches, they stumble, his steps are unsure. The vision for progress, not so mature. In times of great trial, we look for a guide. But where's the leadership, the courage inside? A clown show in Washington, where sense is rare. Policies tangled in a wild affair. Bipartisan bickering, it's all just a game. With Joey at the helm, it's more of the same. America's common sense, where is it gone? In the midst of the circus, it's hard to hold on. The founding ideals of wisdom and grace seem lost in the laughter, a nation disgraced to face. Joey, oh Joey, are you the one to lead this great nation under the sun? The past is long, your tenure is known, but it is enough for the seeds to be sown. The clowns in the ring, they laugh and they jest, while the country's problems are left unaddressed. Healthcare and climate, economy too. With Joey in charge, what will we do? It's a clown show in Washington, it's hard to believe. The state of our leaders, the webs they weave. America's common sense seems lost in the fray. As clowns lead this country, and chaos holds sway. We once were a beacon of shining bright light. Now we fumble in the darkness, devoid of the light. The clowns in the Capitol, their antics show. But Joey in office, where will we go? The laughter's contagious, the jest is all cheer, while the voice of the people is not what we hear. Policies falter and leaders misstep. In this clown show of governance, what did we get? A circus in Washington, a true disgrace. With Joey at the forefront, it's hard to embrace. The dreams of our forebears, the hopes of the free, seem lost in the madness, hard to foresee. America, oh America, where did we stray? in the clown show of politics, night and day. It's time for reflection, for wisdom to reign, to rise from the folly and break from the chain. The clown show must end, the disgrace fade away, for common sense to return and wisdom to stay. With Joey as leader, the path seems unclear, but hope still remains for a future sincere. So let's rise from the circus, the chaos and jest, and strive for a nation that's truly the best. A leader with vision, with courage and grace, to guide us, oh Trump, please, with wisdom to a better place. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to tell you, last night was, I do not think, unplanned. I really don't think it was unplanned. And why do I think it was not unplanned? Because this morning, 100% this morning, 100%, they turned this around. They turned it around completely. And what did they do? What did the country do? We watched as our leader fell apart. We watched as he destroyed this country for 3.5 years. And then we watched the result. For 3.5 years, they've been telling us he's the sharpest tack in the Democratic box. The sharpest tack. You got to see this guy. He's amazing. Holy moly. You've never seen anybody so sharp. He's amazing. So what did we learn last night? We learned that they've been lying to us the whole time. You know what? We had a government like that once. We had a government that lied to us all the time. We had a government that took advantage of us. That was called Great Britain, the Crown. And we got off of that. We got away from that. And now, folks, it's time to be smart, America. It's time to change our fate. Because if we don't change our fate, we're going the same way the third world countries go. They attacked our judicial system. They talk about attacking the democracy. We are the democracy. They're not the democracy. We are. They are forgetting that. And we can't let them forget that. And what do I mean by that? A government that lies to you. What is the problem? Well, let me tell you what the problem is. Okay? Let me tell you what the problem is. And this really angered me this week. I've had it enough. I have had it with this government. I have had it with the lying, the constant lies, the constant misrepresentations, and the constant attacks against people who are trying to talk the truth. Here we go. Alejandro Mayorkas on Wednesday got up and lied through his teeth again. I was yelling at the television. This moron is lying. He's a son of a bee. He's a piece of garbage, and he is the administration's epitome. He doesn't deserve to be in our government, which is a position of trust. We forgot about that, didn't we? This guy talks about vetting people who come across the border. What does that mean? Why is that important? Mayorkas hasn't a clue. 617,000 criminal legal aliens let in under Joe Biden. Think about that for a second. Think about what he has done to America, this beautiful country, what we once were relatively secure in. And the response was amazing. So the media doesn't question this numbskull, the blabbering lies, just out and out, just complete falsehoods. The preposterous relationship between the media that was envisioned by the founders to be the watchdog of the people is now in jeopardy. It has been destroyed. They now accept exactly what the DNC says to put out. They don't question the government anymore. That was their sole purpose. The freedom of speech, number one, folks. The number one amendment, the freedom of speech. Remember that one? Yeah. Right before number two, which is an armed citizenship, the right to bear arms. Why? Because number one, because if they're lying to you and they try to take over again and again and again. So what do you have when the government has zero credibility? Remember, for 3.5 years, the border is secure. So let's look at the case of Jocelyn Nungari, a 12-year-old beautiful girl who was assaulted for hours before being murdered by two of Biden's illegal invaders. This is alleged until proven. Okay, so I'll start with that. It is reported that one of them even had an ice ankle monitor on. They were arrested at the border, vetted, and released to kill. And Joe Biden and Mayorkas take no responsibility for this at all. This has got to stop. This has got to stop right now, immediately. Even a mere baffling. This, I got to keep it clean. They received bail of $10 million each from this judge in Houston. Why? Why were they not held without bail? Well, the justice system is indeed broken. That's why, because it's fallen apart completely. If you need anything more than the Biden administration chasing down Trump, it was amazing. And how about, again, in Queens, New York, a rape of a 13-year-old in broad daylight by an Ecuadorian invader? Are we kidding? Do we really want this in our country? In broad daylight in Queens, New York, this is what we want? And this is vetting. Vetting at the border, according to Mayorkas. You know, if that is the case, then we need to get rid of the TSA, because we don't need to vet anybody anymore, right? We don't care. We don't care who's coming in. We don't care who's on your plane. Blow them all up. We got 400 ISIS-smuggled people who came into this country that they think about, that they think they know about. And if they're saying 400, based on what everything else they said about Joe being the sharpest tack in the box, I bet it's 4,000. But when will it dawn on we, the people, that these imbeciles are lying to us? When? When is it going to happen? Okay? What do we need? 30,000 murderers in the country? 40,000 murderers in the country? They let in 68 convicted sex offenders at the border this year so far. That's from the CBP, the Customs and Border Patrol. That's from their statistics. Okay? That's what they're releasing. Now, they keep saying the getaways, the gotaways. Well, they don't have a clue. Let's face it. And those numbers are changed every single day. We're headed for a disaster. Light speed for 9/11, folks. A 9/11 that we can't even comprehend right now. The demonstration of the new normal? No, thank you. Secret Service people are being robbed. And we're worried about that when Joe Biden was asked what the existential threat to America was, he said, Donald Trump? Can we be more severed from reality? This is the most egregious thing that I have ever seen pulled upon a nation. And in Congress, you have morons like Cori Bush and Jayapal. They're an embarrassment to this country and to its government. When they were asked about the 12-year-old girl who got murdered, you know what they said? Oh, I live in Pittsburgh. That's what Cori Bush said. I don't know who it is. Anybody with a brainstem knows what happened, but they're denying it. The same thing they deny. Joe, oh, I met with Joe. He's so sharp. He's incredible. He works from dawn until dusk. Yes. On what planet? Because it's not on this one. These people in Congress, these two people to begin with, need to be terminated from Congress. They need to be censured and thrown out. For you to turn around and say to the media, I don't know who that is, I have no idea. You are in Congress. You should know that your border is wide open. You should know that people are being murdered. But I'll bet you ask them about Trump, whether or not he got convicted of 34 fake scam felonies. Oh, that they'd know about. That they'd know about. But they wouldn't know about that, would they? They wouldn't know about the 12-year-old who's dead. No, they wouldn't know about Jocelyn. But that's the point, folks. That's what I'm trying to make you understand. Okay? I'm awaiting for the district attorney in Houston and the attorney general, Merrick Garland, to charge Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas with murder, at a minimum accessory to murder. They caused this, and they must answer for their crimes. That's my call. That's what I'm asking you. So we're going to take a short break, and I'll calm down. And then I'm going to bring you right back into the fray. Stand by. This is Mark the Shark with Bite of Reality.
Hey, folks. This is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/AmericasWebRadio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@AmericasWebRadio.com. And as always, Thank you for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. I've calmed down now. I got jacked up Joe juice, you know, got a little carried away there. But let me ask you this. You know, what is this about this country that made us so great? What is about the country? Well, I'll tell you what. This country was made great by the people. The people in this country are what makes it great. So who are our leaders? Those are the people that we send to Washington. And this is hard for some Democrats to understand. So I'll go slow. To represent us. To represent we the people. That's the key. To represent we the people. Not to represent themselves. They knew that when they went in. So let me ask you this. You mean to tell me that after what we saw yesterday and what we've been hearing now for 3 years, the border's secure, Joe Biden's the sharpest tack in the box, the media, oh, and that was the recent one was, these are deep fakes, these are cheap fakes, they called them. That was Flopsy Mopsy from the podium. Cheap fakes. Yeah, she didn't have a conference today. A press release from the podium. We'll see what comes out on Monday. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, she's going to do it in the afternoon when she can talk about what's going to probably come down on Monday, which is from the Supreme Court, the immunity clause decision, and whether or not Trump has distinct immunity, no immunity, or some immunity. I'm predicting some immunity. Because you know what? You don't get full immunity as a president, but you have to be able to do your job. So I know that most of you understand that Joe Biden must be retired. And you can't stand Trump. I get that. I do. Some of the things he says, the way he says things, the guy, he needs to get that. That's him, okay? There's nothing to change him. You're not going to change him now at 78, okay? But he's a vibrant 78. Joe Biden yesterday looked 40 years older than Donald Trump. And the biggest thing for me is I don't care how Trump talks. I don't care how he reacts. I don't care what he says. I care what he does for me. You know, everybody keeps talking about the kitchen table issues. I don't think Joe Biden has a clue what a kitchen table issue is. Scranton Joe. Okay? I'm not buying that. But think about this for a second after last night. They have been hiding Joe Biden for 10 days in seclusion. The first president in history to ever take a week off, more than a week actually, to prep for a 90-minute debate. Imagine Biden going against Putin in a meeting, against Xi Jinping, against anybody, any world leader, talking to any world leader in this country. He needed a week to prepare for a 90-minute debate, folks. And I said that in my rhyme time. Based on those calculations, he would need 499.28 years to prep to be 4 years president again. And honestly, I don't think he's going to make the next 4 months, but let's see what happens. What is this election about? Is this about America's survival? Is it about democracy's survival? Absolutely. So this is what I think it's about. We've already seen what Joe's done for 3.5 years. Now, the border, the killing of our children, mothers, daughters, raped, crime committed by illegal invaders that Biden is and continues to let in and is dispersing into your neighborhoods. The ISIS terrorist network smuggling more than 400 terrorists into our country. Guess what? I'm sure that number's a lot higher, and we will soon feel that. I'm telling you right now, that is going to be, they play the long game. They play the long game. They don't play the short game, these terrorists. They will wait and they will pick our number. And as my friends in law enforcement say, they have to be right every single time. The terrorist only has to be right once. And that's the problem. So what else is this about? Okay. The economy. Well, I could tell you this much. Joe Biden, it was not 9% inflation when you walked in the door. It was 1.4%. During your administration, it was at 9% at its peak, but it's now only, 3.4%? But Joe, lowering the inflation rate to a third or half of what you raised it to does not mean it's going down. It means it's going up slower. Slower, going up slower, not down. Stop saying it's going down. It's not going down. Go to the supermarket. What you used to spend $100 on, I bet costs you $140 right about now. So it's the economy. And now, what else? The energy independence. Anwar, I heard talked this morning from the guy from Shark Tank, and his name escapes me right now, O'Leary, I think it was. He is the guy who said, we have trillions of barrels of oil in Anwar. Open that up, and we could put a 3% surcharge or 4% surcharge on the oil coming out of Anwar, and we could eat into our deficit in a heartbeat. We could take it down and take it down further. We're at $34 trillion right now, $36 trillion going to, another $2 trillion from Biden. But what's inflation? It's caused by too much money floating around. But we keep spending. We keep printing the money. The government giveaways, the government scams, the Green New scam. It's not a Green New Deal for anybody. So what does energy independence do? Well, it's going to lower the water bill, the electric bill, the gas bill, gasoline. Those are all up 30 to 40% now since Biden came into office. Don't believe anything else. Look at the numbers. Go to the charts. Don't believe me. You don't want to believe me? Go to the charts. Do your own research. Don't go to CNN. Don't go to MSNBC. They wouldn't know the truth if it hit them in the head like a brick. And what else? What else is at stake in this election? War of the worlds, perhaps? The world is collapsing because we have a weak leader in the White House. When you have no one in control, you have no control. So the inflation nation, I've already covered that. $2 trillion budget deficit with this insane spending under Biden, and we're not getting anything for it. And have you looked at your auto insurance lately? Up roughly 51%. Home mortgage interest under Trump, 2%. Now, 7 to 8%. Food prices, they've gone through the roof, 20 to 50% higher. And our government is just simply out of control at this point. To take the justice system to do what it's been doing is a catastrophe. This country was built on a justice system. That's the pillar of a democracy. And what happened? We destroyed that. Now, here's another tidbit for information. It's been reported that 51 out of the 51 intelligence agents that lied. And by the way, where are the indictments? Okay. Remember the 51 intelligence agents that came out right before they penned that fake letter that claimed that the Hunter laptop was Russian disinformation? They were active CIA agents on contract with the CIA. What does that tell you, folks? The CIA is interfering with our elections. Think about that for a second. Overreach? And how was this actually, it's reported, because again, it's not proven, that it was all choreographed by Anthony Blinken. Blinken and Lincoln there. Okay? And an ex-CIA director, Morrell. They organized, perfected the letter, and then they got him to sign off on it. And Biden knew that it was a lie. He knew that laptop was real. All he had to do was ask his son if he had any questions. And he lied at the prior debate to the American public. I mean, that wasn't a small lie. That wasn't a misstatement of fact. That was an out-and-out blatant lie. So why do I bring this up now? Why is that important? Because your government, our government, is completely off the rails and out of control. They're targeting their own people. This is exactly what the founders of this great country feared most. It is being completely orchestrated by the Biden administration without any fear of prosecution for their crimes. I mean, you have people running around out there targeting conservatives, and that's okay. You know, the FACE Act outside of the abortion clinics, those people are going to jail. But what happened in L.A. when they attacked people outside and prevented them from going to the synagogue? The Jews in L.A., they were attacked, literally, physically attacked. Where's the DOJ? Where's Merrick Garland? Where did he go? Is he on vacation? Is his entire department on vacation? And where are the indictments against those 51 intel agents who signed that fake letter knowing it was fake? Why aren't they charged with election interference like Donald Trump was, right? Why? That's election interference because you know what? 10% of the people who voted said that they would have changed their vote and gone to Trump had they known that that laptop was real. And here you go. This is the part of the – this is where I attack the Republicans here because I'm on a roll today. Okay, stop taking the high road, red states. Stop. Partake in this stupidity because otherwise they will never call for its end because you're losing. You don't even know you're in a war right now, the Republicans. Democrats have been fighting fist to tooth, tooth and nail, head to head, face to face. You got to get in the ditches with them. You got to get in the mud with them. And frankly, Republicans, you're losing right now. You don't even know you're in the fight. And I'm sorry, Jim Jordan, you say you're looking at legislation? No. The 51 intel experts that immediately need to be stripped of their security clearances, they need to be charged criminally for election interference because that's what that was. You want to talk about that? And the laptop had been confirmed by the Department of Justice from March of 2020. They knew it wasn't Russian disinformation. So this is no longer a government we can trust. And that's serious. Everything that they're claiming that Trump's doing, he's not doing. He hasn't done. And he didn't do. Okay? And the media's relationship with the DNC is most concerning to me. And I told you this before. The original purpose of the media in this country was to be the watchdog for the American people, to keep an eye on our government, to make sure that the media doesn't collude and doesn't do things that are underhanded. Well, guess what? They're colluding with the media right now. We've already seen that. They broadcast falsities and lies every single day to the American public and no culpability. That's what the evidence shows here. The evidence is clear. We're in serious trouble. So you got to ask yourself, if your Republican House, your Democratic Republic is on fire, who do you call? Do you call the arsonist that started it, Joe Biden? Or do you call the fireman, Donald Trump? You may not like his hat. You may not like his clothes. You may not like the way he tells you to do things. You may not like what he tells you to get out of the house so he can save you and get out so I can put the fire out. But you know what? As he rushes into your house to put out the fire, he does so because he's trying to save you and your family for your protection. That's what he believes his duty is. And you know what? The only thing the arsonist is there for is for his own self-gratification. And you know what? I'm not Donald Trump, so vote for me. That's not a great plan. That's not a great argument. I think that's a really piss-poor argument, quite frankly. The real future of the Donald Trump is not the media garbage. You know, again, here we go. They had 16 highly rated economists saying Donald Trump would cause a Great Depression. Well, you know what? Let's put that in the bucket with the 51 intel agents. It's in the garbage bucket. Okay? We've already seen what it looks like under Biden. And quite frankly, I'm not interested in any piece of it anymore. He needs to go. He needs to go on permanent vacation. Joe, go retire. Thank you for your service for 50 years. Whatever you did for Delaware, fantastic. But we need to stop being idiots in America. We need to start getting smarter. We need to take sort of an interest in our own country. We got to get away from these destructive Biden policies. You want to talk about a cult? You want to talk about followers? Listen, it's time to stop this garbage. We got to begin to believe in America again. These people never believed in America. Joe Biden never believed in America. He thinks America is evil, and so does his radical left Hamas wing of the Democratic Party. By the way, who are the Democratic parties? Who are they? Because there's two of them. There's one that claims to be the moderate in the middle somewhere, although they've been awfully quiet, and then there's the radical left who wants to tear down America like AOC and destroy us. This is not what we want in America. It's time to stop the collective insanity. We in America, we have to take drastic measures. We have to do the voting. But we have to get out there, folks. And not just for the president. We have to change our voting habits. We have to look at who we're voting for. Okay? Listen, if they want to rerun ballots all the time, we got to watch for that. If they want to slip ballots in, we got to watch for that. If 110% of the population votes, we have to watch for that. When you have people like Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or as the agent of chaos, as I like to call her, stepping out in front of the mics. It's time for America to shut them off. Shut off those mics. We started with Jamal Bowman. Thank goodness. One squad member down. The firing squad has begun. You know, we got to teach our population well. We have to get our population smarter. If we have smart people, we don't have dumb politicians. But when we become dumb people, we have dumb politicians. And what have they done? They infiltrated our schools. They've spent billions and billions of dollars, probably hundreds of billions of dollars. Then again, you're not going to get a straight number out of anyone anymore. So I don't trust any of the numbers. But do you think that your education system couldn't have used that $100 billion? Do you think your community centers that were closed, that they said they had no money for, that now all of a sudden they're open, housing illegal aliens? And how about, they talked about this last night, and this is the truth, folks. This is not baloney. They are putting these people on Social Security, and they're already destroying our medical system. What are we going to do? Are we going to treat our own people? Are we going to cut our benefits for our seniors who paid into the system the entire life? They can't live on what Social Security pays them now. It's getting out of control. So now Joe Biden steps up to the plate, swings, and he misses again with another executive order at the border. You know, we have to understand that he's got 17 million potential voters now in this country, and he doesn't want to deport them. The other day, what did he do? People are being murdered. The mother of five, 13-year-olds being raped. People being killed from illegal invaders all over the place. And what does he do? He protects about 500,000 illegal invaders with another executive order. They don't want a voter ID, but they want to protect 500,000 voters that are illegal in this country. Listen, this is very, very serious. The attack on democracy has already begun. You know, make counter accusations. You know, we keep hearing that dolt Flopsy Mopsy from the podium. She gets up and says, these are fake video clips. They're cheap fakes and deep fakes. Well, you know what? You abused the American public when you said that. You lied to the American public, but no consequences for you. You know, if she ever told the truth, I think her entire head would explode. But you see, this is what's going on in this country right now. They're lying to you, and then the media repeats the lies, and somehow or another, everybody thinks that they're true. I asked somebody the other day, did you hear about the 12-year-old that was tortured for 2 hours and then murdered by two illegal aliens, allegedly? And they said no. Why? Because it wasn't reported on their station, the station they watched, Communist News Network, MSNBC, CNN. They don't report that stuff. Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. This is all ridiculous. And the fact that we're studying and taking in these people, millions and millions of people across the border without doing anything, while China meets with Russia and North Korea, the new axis of evil. And what are we doing about it? Jack diddly. What did Biden do for the last 3.5 years about bringing back Chinese manufactured drugs into this country and imperative things that we need into this country about bringing the manufacturing back here? Nothing. Remember the decoupling thing he was talking about at the beginning? Is it gone? Election's over. I don't need to do that. Thank you very much. As Donald Trump said last night, another politician, another politician. This is why they fear Donald Trump, because what he says he does. When a politician speaks to you, he's lying to you. This is ridiculous. But you see, this is exactly, to give you an example, okay, this is one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen. Putting these people, you're talking about 15 to 17 million people on Social Security, on Medicaid. You're going to destroy America. You will destroy America. But here's what you have. This is one thing I saw another clip of. This is emblematic of the entire administration of Biden and the Democrat government. This democracy that we have, run by the Democrats in the Senate currently and the presidency. I saw a picture of Chuck Schumer grinning like a Cheshire cat that he just ate the mouse. And he understands nothing because I saw the picture depicted him putting cheese on a frozen burger. These are the people who have been running the country right now for 3.5 years. This is the representation of the entire Biden administration right there in a nutshell in that one picture. A piece of cheese on a frozen burger. That's it. Nothing to see here. And Mayorkas standing there, he's a serious man. I tell you, the guy must go home at night and drink heavily. But you know what? This is what you have to do. And Monday, when Jean-Pierre gets up there before the mic, she's going to be talking about the immunity decisions, not going to take questions on the debate. But this is a planned routine, folks. I suggest to you, what I'm proposing to you is this is exactly what they wanted. They tried to get him out. They asked him to get out. He's refusing to get out. And they can't put him out in public. So last night, they let him crash and burn. They kept him away from the public. Everybody thought he was prepping. Everything's ready to go. Joe's going to be amazing. It's going to be jacked up Joe. And what did they do? They let him crash and burn because they need him out. Because they understand now that he will lose in a landslide to Donald Trump. But who do they put in there? I'm telling you right now, folks, at the convention, they're going to try to bring in, guess who? Michelle Obama. Yep. That's my proposal. That's my theory. Call it what you want. Okay. And when Biden says at the end of his speeches, when he talks to us, may God protect our forces, he should also add, may God protect our forces from the Biden administration and the imbeciles that he currently has at the Pentagon and Milley and Austin. Because, you know, that's the people we need to protect our troops from, because these guys don't know how to do anything. They are ideologues. They're more concerned with transgender soldiers than saving our soldiers. The recruitment is down so far, you'd have to get a microscope to look at it. This is the genius behind this administration. You know, he's doing executive orders on DACA while the world is burning. And as far as Israel, he has destroyed any kind of relationship with Israel. It's time for him to go. So this is what I was talking about. You know, I brought up some other points after last night. I think Trump last night placed himself in the White House. Anyone who still wants to vote for Joe Biden in this country is voting for him out of pity. But Trump said it best. I thought he said it succinctly and in plain sight right out in front of everyone. And you know what? I believe him when he said this. I believe it was from the heart. And this is what he said. Donald Trump last night said exactly, Joe, I wished you were a great president because then I would not have to be here. I could be in a lot of very good places instead. That's what he said. You know, he wished for President Biden to be a successful president. Because you know what? Then he could retire knowing that his beloved country, the country that he loves more than his life that he has as a billionaire, to come back and try to save America, to save us, we the people. Trump was so presidential last night. Where was the madman that the media portrayed? Who was the madman that he told you he was going to come out yelling and screaming? You know, we've been hearing Joe's the sharpest tack in the box. It was an unabated lie. It's elder abuse as far as I'm concerned. Be weary of the media, folks, for the next 180 days. Be weary for the next 8 months. What do we got, 7 months left now of him? This is horrible. But I will say something. To all due credit, Dana Bash and Jake Chappell last night, they put aside their tremendous amount of hate that they've demonstrated for Donald Trump, and they actually acted like CNN should be acting, like a news outlet. They were up the middle, they were good, and I got to give them credit for that. And then this morning, Gavin Newsom said, Biden did a great job. This is exactly why Gavin Newsom has severed himself from reality. He lies straight to the American people, right to the camera, slick Willy there. Okay? And I wanted to touch on something this morning real quick. There was the Fisher decision came out on obstruction of justice out of the Supreme Court. Interesting that Justice Jackson joined with the conservatives, and the conservative justice, Amy Coney Barrett, she joined with the dissent. And it happened with 18 U.S.C. 1512C. The court narrowed the decision of the interpretation of what destruction of documents and impediment of an official proceeding was. So they kind of brought that out. And Fisher won his case, actually. But you know what? Here's the other thing. I think everybody who trashed the Hur report, they need to apologize to that U.S. attorney. They need to turn around and tell them, you know what? You're right. And you know what? Let's release the transcript. You know what? It doesn't even matter anymore because we saw it last night. But you know what? The fact that they didn't want to release the transcript, you knew it wasn't good. You knew it was bad. So we got 7 more months right now. Think about this on the world stage. The headlines of other newspapers across the world were disastrous for this country. They basically lambasted him, just like our media did here. They said he did a horrible job. He destroyed America. It's a disaster. So why is that important? Because there are bad actors in this world that now understand they have until January to do what they want to do, to take advantage of the world situation. The world in chaos as the world's burning and up in flames. And they're going to do it. Folks, I hate to say the next 7 months. Listen, if Joe were a real man, and I know that's testosterone speaking, so I'm not going to apologize. If he was a real man, he would recognize it. And Jill Biden and his inner circle, those people are horrendous. Those people are guilty of elder abuse right now. You guys should understand what we saw last night was not the sharpest tack, was not the leader of America. It's somebody who needs to go. It's someone who needs to quietly retire. Okay? And yes, I understand. The next in line is Kamala Harris. But you know what? Do we have to tolerate her for another couple of months? Yeah, I guess we can. But I don't think we can leave the decisions in Joe Biden. But clearly last night, he's not making decisions. I don't know what he's doing. But it's not him. So who's running the country? I suggest to you, it's Barack and Michelle. That's who's running it. They are running the show. And that's the deal. That's why I think they're going to slip Michelle Obama in very quietly, and they're going to put her out there, and boom, that's what they're going to try to take Donald Trump out with. But don't fall for this, America. Understand, you have a president, a presidential candidate right now. A president who can't do anything and a presidential candidate who loves this country, who doesn't need this job, but wants to save this country. And that I give him credit for. And that's why. That's why you need to vote Donald Trump. You need to step up to the plate. And you need to tell your friends. And you need to tell your family. Yeah, I know. I don't like the guy, but this guy is what America needs. And all the stupid cases against him, quite frankly, from a legal perspective, they're all going to fall apart. They're going to fall apart faster than a croissant coming out of the oven. So, you know, we have to really think about this now. It's not much of a decision. It's basically America, do or die time. The democracy is in jeopardy. It is basically in jeopardy because we put it there when we put Joe Biden in the White House. We got sold the bill of goods. We got faked out. We took the fraudulent bait, and now we're paying for it. We're paying for it every single day you go to the supermarket. Go fill up your car with gas. You know what? Trump needs to be back in office. Not because I like the guy, but because America needs Trump. And you might hate the guy, but you saw the choices that we have. That's it, folks. You know, you're looking at the bite of reality that I'm giving you. So, without any further ado, it's Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark shining off, signing off, and saying good night, good morning, and see you next week. It's America's Web Radio, and thanks for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.